bar that you put under your pillow? Do any of them help you nod off? I'll be finding out. See ya.
Greg Foote, the producer, was Kate Holdsworth. Now, on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Saturday the 26th of April. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midday, low 100 miles west of Shannon, 1003, expected southeast Iceland, 1002, by midday tomorrow. New high expected Portland, 1027, by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, southeasterly veering southwesterly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Occasionally rough later, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, south or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers for a time, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, south or southeast, 3 to 5, mainly fair, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, variable becoming south or southeast later, 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, east or southeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, mainly fair, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers at first, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic in South Fitzroy at first, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 2 to 4, occasional showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea, south 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog later in Malin, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Malin. Bailey, southeast becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, becoming southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 or 7 later. Rain or showers, fog patches in Faroes, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Faroes. Southeast Iceland, southerly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That's the shipping forecast. Now the general weather forecast. Here's Chris Fawkes.
Thanks a lot, Richard. And it's been a reasonable start to the weekend. There have been a few showers in Scotland, but otherwise it's been mostly dry with hazy sunshine and temperatures quite widely reaching the high teens. Overnight tonight, well, we have got a weather front that's going to be moving into Northern Ireland and Scotland. So here, showers will ease away. We'll see clear spells for a time before rain develops. Soon after midnight, it will become increasingly breezy as well. For England and Wales, we'll keep clear spells for much of the night, but towards the end of the night, we'll see a few mist and fog patches form. Temperatures overnight, well, England and Wales 4 to 7 degrees Celsius, Scotland and Northern Ireland around 9 to 11. Tomorrow, well, for Scotland and Northern Ireland, we'll start the day with rather a lot of cloud with outbreaks of patchy rain. As we head through the day, the heaviest rain will tend to become confined to the Highlands and the Hebrides, otherwise becoming drier and brighter with some sunny spells breaking through. England and Wales will mist and fog patches to start the day, but these will clear to give a fine day with plenty of sunshine. Now temperatures, Scotland and Northern Ireland 16 to 18 degrees, feeling quite pleasant in the brighter moments. England and Wales a warmer day with temperatures 17 to 22. High pressure then takes over for much of next week. So a lot of dry and sunny weather to come, and it will turn warmer as well. Richard.
Chris Fawkes. The news is coming up after a look ahead to tomorrow morning on Radio 4.
In July 2005, London was in a heightened state of alert. Suicide bombers had killed more than 50 commuters. Hundreds more had been injured. On the morning of the 22nd of July, a young Brazilian electrician who'd moved to London to help support his family back home left for work. Police officers mistook him for a bombing suspect. They followed him onto the bus. They were joined by armed colleagues at a tube station in Stockwell, South London. What happened next changed the lives of six people forever. Join me, Kirsty Wark, for the shooting of Jean-Charles de Menezes on The Reunion. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and on BBC Sounds.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. Good evening.